With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. Areas to the north and east of London are in for a wet and windy couple of days. Environment Canada says an early spring storm will bring between 25 to 50 millimeters of rain mixed with a bit of wet snow to those areas by tomorrow night. As well, winds will be gusting up to 70 kilometers an hour, strong enough to cause power outages. In London, conditions will be a little bit more tame with up to 20 millimeters of rain and 60 kilometer an hour winds expected. The feds are rolling out a new program to make sure kids are learning with full bellies. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland announced yesterday a national school food program that promises to deliver meals to an additional 400,000 children per year. It will cost $1 billion over 5 years to implement and will be in place next school year. A woman found passed out behind the wheel of a running vehicle in St. Thomas is alleged to have had more than double the legal limit of alcohol in her system. A concerned citizen called police after seeing the vehicle stopped in the middle of a city street early Sunday morning. The driver was arrested and taken to police headquarters for a sobriety test. A 28-year-old woman is charged with impaired driving. Just days after a popular free parking program was ended, downtown and OEV merchants are calling for it to be reinstated. They're making their pitch through letters going to City Council today. Up until Monday, drivers were able to use the promo code CORE in the Honk mobile app to get 2 hours of free parking. Merchants say their areas are still struggling post-pandemic and due to nonstop road work, making the free parking a beneficial recovery tool. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.